Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life channel. This is your host Dennis. Our goal and our hope is to inspire you to live your full life in Christ through coaching, through content, and through community. We want you to become better leaders in the home, in your workplace, and in the greater community where you are in. We are excited because we're dishing out a lot of content for you to consume so that you may better grow in where God has placed you. I want you to live a purposeful life this year. So God bless you and enjoy this episode.
Now, as I was doing this message, I was really asking the Lord, what does it mean, or how does faith in Christ look like? How do you measure it? How do you picture it? If there's a paint a picture, how do you picture our faith? What does it mean to be salt and light of the world? Right? It's so vague sometimes that we think that being salt and light is just being good. But what is there that you would mention it, not just in the book of Isaiah, but even in Zechariah, in Micah, in the New Testament, many times you would mention the role of the believer is to become salt and light of the earth. And so let's journey together this morning as we study His Word. Turn into Isaiah 58 and we'll look at what God was trying to say to the nation of Israel. You see, at this time, if you look at the book of Isaiah, you would see that the Israelites, though they were religious and they were following everything, they were attending the prayer meetings, they were present in all the victory groups, they had everything externally. Okay, they would read the Bible, they're connected, yet something was amiss. Something was wrong. Externally, everything was right. Everything was so Christian-like. They just attended the fasting feast, right? This was a fasting that happens every year. And they just went through it. And they would observe the Sabbath and they would do everything right. But there was something missing in their heart that Jesus, that God had to address through the prophet Isaiah. And we're going to look at that today. I'll skip verse 1 to 5 because Isaiah was just questioning them about the kind of fast that they were trying to do. They just fasted. They just celebrated. They just worshiped God. Yet Isaiah had to ask this question. Is this the kind of fast that the Lord is looking? And then he answers in verse 6. This is the kind of fast day I'm after. To break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel the debts. You see, Isaiah was telling them, it's not whether it's water fast, liquid fast, or one meal. That's not the kind of fasting options I'm telling you to do. Isaiah was telling them, God looks at our heart. He sees that more than just the act of fasting, what I want you to fast for is what? Is that you break the chains of injustice. That you get involved in the lives of the poor and the oppressed. That there will be no exploitation in the workplace. That we will pay people right. That we will treat people right. That we will, take care and free those who are oppressed in whatever way we can. And we would learn how not to manipulate people or control people because of that. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes. And then he says, putting clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, being available to your own families. What was the Lord trying to say? God was saying to them, and I believe God wants to say to us as a church, is that with all these spiritual disciplines of seeking the Lord and wanting to know God, the way for us to intimately know Christ and know God is what? If you look at this verse, it is very familiar. It's actually also written in the New Testament on the same breath. It says, for I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me to your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. What was happening here? The Lord Jesus was quoting Isaiah 58 and retranslated it, getting the same heart. What was Jesus trying to say? You want to get to know me? Then get to know the poor and the oppressed. You want to get involved with me as your Lord and your Savior? Then get involved in the lives of the poor, the oppressed, the orphan, the widows, and those who are suffering injustice. If you want to know the true source of joy and hope and life, be salt and light where God has placed you. This is such powerful illustration and example of what God was trying to point out to the nation of Israel. And feeling ko lang, kinakausap din tayo ni Lord. This is not a program that Jesus was trying to introduce. It's not a church program. It was a lifestyle. It was a choice. It's life that Jesus was presenting to us. And God, through the prophet Isaiah, was making a case of. They were showing to us in Scripture what it means to be a follower of Jesus. If I want to get to know God, if I want to know God, I need to know these people. If I want God involved in my life, I need to get involved in the lives of the poor, of the oppressed, the orphans, the widows, and those who have suffered social injustice. No wonder the early church was so consumed in helping their community thrive. Because God, in His Word, commands us and defines us as such people of God. Verse 6, do this, and the lights will turn on, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. What was God saying? If you start doing this, you start getting involved, you start becoming salt and light in your community, the lights will turn on. Parang, wow, at last I see the light. Parang tangled, no? Okay. At last, I see the light. At last. And now your lives would what? Turn around. Yung dati mong struggles, di mo na struggles. Yung dati mong concern, di mo na concern. Yung dati mong ini-stressan, di mo na ini-stressan. Why? Nagbago na perspective ko sa buhay. My life has changed. Why? When I got involved, when I was made aware of the plight of my community, I now realize, wow, I'm such an entitled Christian. I need to go and get my feet dirty, my hands dirty and wet to be with these people, to get involved, to open my house, to put a budget in my monthly expenses towards helping the poor, the oppressed, the orphans, the widows. Do this, the lights will turn on. Righteousness will pave the way. God will secure our passage. We will now know how to walk and where to walk. Why? God shows us because parang, wow, now I see clearly. Now I got it. So totoo lang, maraming issue, hindi mo na issue sa buhay. Why? Because you got it. The lights were turned on. I can see clearly now. Now I understand why God wants to bless me. Now I understand why I'm praying for success in my business. It's to fund the work of the kingdom of God. It's for me to put in a certain percentage of my income towards this. Now I know why God has given me free time. Now I know why God has put me in this certain family or position or prestige. Now I know why God gave me these two hands and this talent and the skills. I can see clearly the lights have been turned on. And the ESV version, it says, then your light will break forth. It's like water gushing out. It's like light from the darkness. Boom! Like the dawn and your healing. The word healing there is like the new flesh, which is formed when the wound is healing. There's something new, a new wineskin happening will quickly appear. The old ways of thinking about being salt and light is, you know, I'll give a pamphlet, I'll share the gospel, and bahala na sila. Bigyan ko ng 20 yung mahirap na kumakatok sa pintuan or sa kotse ko. Right? Bigyan ko ng additional 500 lang yung tao. Magtitip ako one time na sobrang laki. It's no longer that kind, because once we do this, healing will come upon the nations. Healing will come upon our community. Imagine, we're 1,000 people here in Makati. What if everybody lives out this certain lifestyle of embracing the poor and the oppressed and practicing social justice in light of the gospel? Imagine the effect this would have in our entire community. 1,000 light posts. 1,000 salt shakers. What if we get to embrace this biblical concept of salt and light of the earth? This is going to be a life-altering moment. This will change you. This will change your family. This will change how you would raise your kids. Hindi mo na magiging problema ang spoiled, entitled kids if you expose them to the way God wants us to become salt and light of the earth. You won't have a problem that this culture has of materialism. In Isaiah 58, verse 9, then when you pray, look at this. Pag nagdasal daw tayo, God will answer. You'll call out for help and I'll say, here I am. What's God saying? You want to know me? Help my people. You want to know me? Go and make disciples of your city. Go where the people are. Feel what they feel. Make a change. Make a difference. But not according to the world's ways of wanting recognition. But do this for the glory of God. To love fully. To give ourselves fully to the cause. Here's how you introduce me. Father to the fatherless. Defender of orphans and widows. God identifies. God has given Himself fully to these people. And it is not a coincidence that you have experienced the unconditional love, the amazing grace that God has given you, that though He was rich, yet for our sake He became poor, so that through His poverty, we might become rich. Real talk. Ngayong close kayo ni Lord, ano pa talaga kailangan natin? May kailangan ka pa ba talaga sa buhay? Ngayong close na kayo ni Lord. Love na love mo si Lord, love na love ka ni Lord. You spend time with God. You enjoy God. You enjoy His grace. You know you're fully loved and fully known. What else do you need? That's why a Christian learns how to give. Freely I receive, freely I give. Because I've got it all. Hindi dahil si ako, ha? We've got it all for you. No, but because I'm a Christian, we've got it all. We give it away for free. No payment. We're doing this for the kingdom of God. We were having a discussion about fostering and adoption. And, you know, fostering is like, if you're a foster family, you get a kid that was unwanted and you wait for a family to adopt. So you're like a middle house. You take care. You love on this baby or this kid or this teenager. Doesn't matter what age. And you love fully. And when somebody's ready to get them, you have to release them. But you love them as your own. And we were having a discussion with our family. And here's where reality strikes. If you're a foster family, one day, baby's going to be taken away. And so one of not one, most of us, all of us, were having a hard time with this concept, but we knew God called us to foster. But we had to wrestle through, kaya ba talaga natin to? Ang bigat nito. Ayoko nang ma-attach. I don't want attachment. Why? It pains me. The attachment pains us. But that is what happens when you love somebody. You get attached. Attachment is not the side effect. According to the Bible, in Isaiah 58, attachment is the goal. Of course we will be attached. Will we feel the pain when we release them? Yes. But why, Lord? Because we live in a broken world. And we will feel the brokenness. But the salt and light, we will do whatever it takes to bring light into this dark world. Bring life to a kid who was unwanted and now feel love and now united to a family that would raise them up. Minsan natatakot tayo magmahal eh. Mas gusto na lang natin yung may mag-approach sa atin sa mall, sir. Sir, may time ka ba? 5 minutes lang? Hindi po to investment. Mas mabilis na meron kang pamphlet tapos may bata doon, magbibigay na lang ako ng 200 pesos, hindi ko na kailangan makilala yan. Why? We are afraid of being attached. But I tell you, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Attachment. To give ourselves fully, to love fully, I know it's a side effect, but it's not just a side effect, it's the goal of every Christian. To feel the pain and the brokenness of the world, yet understanding, freely I have received the gift of mercy, of love and grace and compassion, freely I will give. Because I've experienced it. When we say open your home to the homeless, doesn't mean invite every person you meet on the street. It's deciding, God, will I get attached? Will I fully give the same way you've fully given to me? Verse 8, if you do these things, your salvation will come like the dawn. Your healing will come quickly. Your godliness will lead you forward. The glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then you will call the Lord and He will answer, I am here. He will reply quickly. And then He says, stop oppressing the helpless. Stop making false accusations and spreading vicious rumors. Now the Lord now was going now inside the family. Within yourselves, stop the rumors. Stop putting each other down. Don't put your energy there. Pag nawala tayo sa puso, kung bakit tayo niligtas ni Lord, if we've forgotten where we came from and how God rescued and saved us, petty fights, rumors, gossips is going to consume us. And that's what the devil likes. Sige, pa-attend mo ng church. Sige, pa-active mo yan. Sige, gawin niya lahat ng Christian. Pa-fasting mo, pa-praise and worship mo, pa-volunteer mo. Basta make sure busy silang nagsisiraan, nag-aaway, so that they won't be salt and light of the earth. So that they would have no energy to feed the hungry. Verse 10, and help those in trouble. If you start helping the poor and the oppressed, again, he goes back, then your light will shine out from darkness, and darkness around you will be bright as day. The Lord will guide you continually, watering your life, your soul replenished as you help the poor, as you get more attached to the cause of God. What happens? Wow, parang bakit mas masaya ang buhay? The more I give, the joyful it becomes. You will be like a well-watered garden. Like an ever-flowing spring. Oh, I want you to picture that. Yeah, just the flow of water gushing out of you, refreshing other people, your children. And I want you to look at this. Will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as the people who rebuild their walls and cities. Meron tayong 4 R's dito that God wants us, okay, to get. And it's this. He says, number one, rebuild the ruins. Let's go closer to home by looking at Makati. Let's rebuild the ruins. There's a lot of brokenness in our city. There's a great divide between the rich and the poor. We rebuild the ruins. Second, we raise the foundation. We need to start leading and raising leaders of faith. When I say leaders of faith, I'm saying leaders in the marketplace, leaders in the government sphere, leaders in every sphere of Makati City, and raise the foundation, a biblical foundation. And it comes in this local church. Next is to repair the walls. Repair the broken walls. Walls that has been established, not to separate, but walls to protect the people. And lastly, to restore the joy in the streets. You look at social media, there's so much sad news. The Bible says that as people of God, as salt and light, we restore what? The joy and the dancing, the worship that belongs in the streets of our city. How do we do that? We don't do that through a crusade or a big one-time, big-time evangelistic concert. How do we do it? One family at a time. One widow at a time. Defending the cause of the orphans. One family. Family embracing this. We are to restore what has been lost. We believe that greater days are ahead of us if and only if we start embracing this. Be salt and light of the earth, defending the cause of the poor, the oppressed, the widows, and the orphans. Identifying with the God that we worship, the Father of the fatherless, the defender of widows. That we would start to see a shift of our activities, not towards just personal blessing and ministry, but towards blessing our city and our nation, our communities. Let's rebuild the ruins. Let's raise the foundations. Let's repair the broken walls. Let's restore the joy in the streets. I invite you. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. I know this is a word that would challenge our very hearts and our very lifestyle. You called us to be salt and light. You didn't call us to be faithful to church activities. You called us to be the church. You called us to go out. Lord, I pray specifically, Lord, for our family here in Victory, Makati. Lord, that we would do whatever it takes to be a church that loves God and loves His people. Not just the members of the church, but the non-members of the church. Lord, to be salt and light in our community. Lord, to use our monthly income, to use a spare room. Lord, to use our effort and our time to volunteer, not inside the church, but outside, doing the works of the ministry where it is needed the most. To a world that is crying out for hope, for healing, for love, for compassion and grace, in the midst of the noise of hate, of chaos and divide and gossips. Let the church be the light in this dark. Let me be a light. Use me today, Jesus. Lord, I pray for each and everyone watching this. I pray, Lord God, drop the spirit of compassion in our hearts so that we might see the light, that we might see clearly. Everything that we have is not just for us, it's for us to give to others. Blessed to be a blessing. Let that be a mantra in our life. Let that be a truth in our life. Lord Jesus, anoint us to do good works.
Thank you so much for those of you who watched this episode or listened to this episode on Spotify. If you are in YouTube, please like and subscribe to our channel. There will be more contents like this coming out on a regular basis. For those of you in Spotify, we'd also like for you to subscribe and please give a good rating in our podcast. This would help spread the word so that you, your family, your friends can live a purposeful life this year.